The following audio is from Hope Hill Church. To learn more about Hope Hill Church, please visit hopehillchurch.org.
Let me pray for us today. We've got a great day ahead of us. Let's just dive in. We started this series called Love Story. February is a great month. It's got Valentine's Day. It's got a lot of things going on that make you want to love and cuddle, like snowstorms. What's better than cuddling in a snowstorm? There's a lot of great things. The most wonderful thing about love is that it's from God. God is love, the scriptures tell us. That apart from God, no one can really know the true, deep riches of love. And, God has been writing a love story, for ages. Even before we were formed in our mother's wombs, God loved us. And He has been with loving care pursuing us. Even those of us who have chosen to go our own way, some of us who have not opened our heart yet to Him, God, I want you to know, loves you. The scriptures tell us that for God so loved the world that He gave His Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish and live a life separate from God, but will have eternal life in Him. And my hope is that you, if you've not yet come to discover who that God is, if your heart's not been open to who He is, that your hearts would be open today. Let me pray for us and we'll dive into our teaching for this morning. Father God, thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you for being a God that is an all-consuming, unconditionally loving God who pursues us. God, I pray that as we look into these scriptures this morning and we look into the scriptures that you're writing in our hearts, the love story that's continuing to be written in the lives of the individuals that are make up this church family. God, help us to be inspired and moved, to fall more in love with you and to let your love lead us deeper and closer into our walk with you. God, thank you for your love for us. In your name we pray. Amen. Today I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 5. The great thing about God's Word is some have said, how many of you have a Bible that have red letters? The words of Christ in red. There's a song, and I've heard it in poems, that there's love in the red letters. It's true. Jesus is a God of love. Apart from God, we can't really experience the depth of love that we're created to experience. And from the beginning of time, it was God's perfect plan to invite us into this love story. A love story that He's been telling, that He wants to tell in your life and through your life so that others can hear this story. God is a God who loves the unlovable. Throughout scriptures, we see Him choosing many times the outcast and the rejected to tell His love story through. Even in the calling of His disciples, these disciples would have been young men who grew up in a Jewish community, and they didn't quite make the cut in the Jewish society. There would be rabbis and teachers in the synagogue who would look at certain young men and they would say, you have potential to be a spiritual leader, maybe a future priest or rabbi, but you're going to be a fisherman. Okay? And that's kind of how it worked. Some weren't really there to make the cut. And if you look at the people that Jesus went after, many of them, as we're going to see today, were just fishermen, people who didn't quite make the cut. And we're going to see in today's story that they weren't even very good fishermen. But that's the beautiful thing about who Jesus is. God's love is not dependent on who we are or what we do. Love is not dependent on how sincere our hearts we have. God loves us because that's who He is. And we are His children, and His love is poured out for us, and His hope and desire is we would simply open our hearts to receive it and let His love transform us. Let's look at this passage of Scripture together. Luke chapter 5. So Jesus has been on the earth for about 30 years at this point. God in flesh, dwelling among us, living a life of love with one purpose to eventually, 3 years from this point in the story, 3 years from now, He's going to surrender His own life for us on a cross, the greatest act of love ever displayed, taking our place and taking our sins upon Himself, so that if any of us will ever confess our sins and receive His forgiveness, we will be justified and made righteous in His sight. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And Jesus made it possible for us to have love of the Father in our lives through Him. 3 years before that day in history, He's recruiting some followers. We call them the disciples. And He's on this particular shore, and He's doing some teaching. Listen to these words. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding around and listening to the Word of God, He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by who? Fishermen, who were washing their nets. For far too long, we have been very much like this crowd. We have gathered together on the shores of a lake to listen to the words of Jesus. We, from the beginning of planning Hope Hill Church, decided we didn't want to just be people who sat on a shore. We come together to gather to hear the Word of God weekly. There will be some days we pause our service here and we worship God through serving others on certain days. We'll do that in a couple months when we do our next free sale. But here we see a crowd gathered. But God doesn't want to leave us where He finds us, ever. And He sees these fishermen who are now washing their nets. They're done fishing. And now they're on the shore as well. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen. He got into one of the boats, verse 3, the one belonging to Simon. His name will later be changed to Peter. He saw one of the boats belonging to Simon, and he asked him to put it out a little from the shore. There he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into what? Put out into what? Deep water. Now, God doesn't want us to stay shallow. He doesn't want us to stay on the shore. Some of us, we've got our feet wet and we've felt, oh, the love of God is kind of like a warm water, just dipping our toes in. God wants us to dive in. And He's sitting here saying, I'm not done yet. You may think you're done. You may think you're washing your nets, but I want you to go into deep water. We know Simon through other stories. If you've heard much about Peter, he was a guy who would quickly, many times, be the one to open mouth, insert foot. He was the kind that was impulsive. He said the wrong thing, did the wrong thing often. And here, the Creator of the universe says to him, put out into the water. And what's his response? We've been doing it all night. What are you talking about? Just immediately, he's like, no. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like you've been working so hard and yet not seeing fruit? You've been doing what you think is the right thing over and over and over again, and you're just tired. How many of you are tired today? How many of you are having a hard time staying awake right now? That's where they were. They were at the end of their time. They hadn't caught any fish that night. And Simon's reaction is like, at first, he's like, probably, who are you? And then it hits him. Just a short while before this encounter, Jesus is at his house. And Jesus heals his mother-in-law of this illness. And it just dawns on him. This guy is not just another prophet or teacher. There's something special about him. And he catches himself. He says in verse 5, Master, we've been working hard all night and we haven't caught anything. But because you say so, we will let down our nets. There are a lot of churches that are getting planted. A lot of new churches like ours. I unfortunately got a call about 2 weeks ago from a friend who planted 1 year after we did. We were in kind of the same coaching group. And he called me about a month ago and said, John, we didn't make it. We've officially voted to close our doors and we're going to pass off some of our equipment to you. Hey, heads up, more equipment coming. But the sad story is that close to 80% of the church plants that start don't reach year 5. So happy birthday, Hope Hill Church. We made it to year 5. That's a good milestone. Yeah, go ahead. So many times we can work so hard and we feel like we're just hitting the wall and we feel like we're just not cutting it. And just when we think we're done, that's oftentimes when God shows up and says, I've got more. I've got more for you. And I want you to now get off the shore And I want you to go into the deep water. The deep water. Verse 6. In their obedience, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come up and to help them. They signaled their what? Their partners in the other boat. Guys, there's too much work for any one local church to do. We have to see ourselves as a part of the grander body of Christ. Hope Hill Church, All Saints Church, Manassas Assembly of God, now called Chapel Springs. There are many parts of the body of Christ. But we have to see each other as partners. And we have to see that the area where God has put us, this is our lake, where He has called us to go out into the deep waters, the places that are uncomfortable. It's comfortable to be on the shore. It's comfortable. Well, for some of you, you're kind of squirming sitting in a church setting right now. But it's typically comfortable to go to a church service. Where it gets uncomfortable is when God sends us out into the dark places and He says, I'm sending you out to be the light. Where we have people around us who are struggling with hopelessness and He's like, I want to use you to bring hope. That's where it can get uncomfortable. But if we see here, when we allow ourselves to be obedient to following the commands of God, when He says go deep and we do, we will see Him do the work. It wasn't up to them to tell the fish to get in the net. God is in control of that. But when we are simply obedient, God will take care of the results. And so, the disciples, they put out, and in their obedience, their nets became so full that their partners were signaled, come on out. And both boats were so full that they began to sink. I believe that when the church, the body of Christ, all of us start to learn to work together, we will see souls be transformed. We will see lives changed. And it won't just be one church. It'll be all of the churches, the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And we are one part of that body. We're being called to deeper waters. So, when Simon Peter saw this, verse 8, he fell at Jesus' knees. Our only response to who God is and what He has done should simply be to fall down in an act of worship to Him, to fall down to our knees and to humbly say, you are God and I am not. Simon falls down. He is awestruck. All those in the boat can't believe what they just witnessed. And what overcomes him is he says this. He says, go away from me, verse 8. I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. So were James and John, the sons of Zebedee and Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to them, you're right, you're sinners, I can't use you. Is that what it says? Not at all. And this is the greatest news of this love story, is God uses broken people to make a beautiful thing happen. He uses people who are simply humble and willing to worship Him and recognize that we can't, but He can. And when we lay down our lives and say, God, I can't, I'm a sinner, I'm unworthy, He says, don't be afraid. Confess your sins to me, I will forgive you. And like clay in the potter's hands, He will make us the beautiful works of art that He calls us to be, the beautiful instruments in His hands. And we're going to constantly, each and every day, need some reshaping, aren't we? We're going to get our feet dirty from day to day. We're going to stumble. We're going to fall. But we have a God that never gives up on us. When we are faithless, He is faithful still. And He is there to pick us up and say, I've got a plan for you. And I want to use you to accomplish that plan. Don't only come to know me as your Savior, but come to know me as your Lord. I've got big things for you. Today, I'm going to introduce you to a family who had their eyes opened to Jesus. And they said, you know, not only do I want to follow you, Jesus, but we want to be all in. We want to see what you've blessed us with is yours. We want to serve you where you're leading us to serve you. God's love story is continuing to be written on your hearts and mine. Jesus said, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. So they pulled their boats up on shore. They left everything and they followed him. Check out this video.
So I was first invited to Hope Hill Church for the big inauguration. And at first I was hesitant because Al was going to be out of town that weekend and I really didn't want to go without him. But Colette sent me another reminder and said perhaps he didn't read my first invitation, and decided to go with the girls, our two daughters, Jaylene and Jelena. And they were really upset with me because I had them get all dressed up, not knowing what to expect. I got dressed up too. To our surprise, we got there and everyone was so laid back. Service was awesome. Every bit of it was amazing. And my concern leaving was, will my daughters want to come back? Are they going to still be upset? Or are they going to be thankful that it's all over? And to my surprise, the first thing that our oldest said to me was, so next week when we come back, can I wear jeans and flip-flops? So my immediate response was, jeans, yes. Flip-flops, absolutely not.
You know, when we were looking for a church, a place to go, where we had been out of the church for several years, we were used to just going to church, Catholic church, and going through the norm. When we started going to Hope Hill Church, it turned into so much more than just do the step-by-step routine that we normally did. And once we joined the church and got involved and got to see everything that the church was about, we had talked about getting baptized, you know, and we really never had discussed it previously. Because I had been saved. I came to know God. I think I told this one time to Pastor John that I've never felt this close. I've never been this close to God my entire life. You know, that's how great Hope Hill Church is and what it's done for me and my family.
I would describe my relationship with Christ kind of lukewarm convenience. As I grew closer in my relationship with Christ and really distinguishing right from wrong and just having my eyes fixated on Christ and having my eyes wide open, my ears open to really discern what I truly should be following. And that took some time. It's easy to say that I am saved, and sometimes it's a little harder to follow through. Well, I received a phone call, the worst phone call a mother could ever receive, and it was my daughter. She had just been in a tragic car accident, and she was being rushed to the hospital. She called me from the ambulance, and I left my work as soon as possible, and my husband, he had already left, and the first thing I thought to do was start praying, and I texted John, Pastor John, and TJ immediately, and just asked that they please lift my daughter in prayer because I didn't know how bad it was. And as soon as I got to the hospital, I was receiving text messages from Pastor John asking for updates and asking how she was doing, and I didn't quite know how she was doing, only that as soon as I got there, the doctor assured us that her injuries that she sustained weren't bad, and she'd recover from them. However, he had a little bit more to tell us because as a normal routine, someone who sustains a head injury, they do CAT scans, and some abnormality had been found in her CAT scan. So they did an MRI and they found a brain tumor. I don't know, within minutes, John texted me again and said, how's she doing? Is everything okay? And my response was, it's far worse than I could have ever imagined. And now we really need prayer. By the time we made it back home, Pastor John and TJ had already made it to our house and just came there to be with us and pray with us and just hold our hands through this terrible news and the days to come, which were filled with lots of exams, a biopsy, and just a whirlwind of tests. And they were there at the hospital with us and waiting for the surgery to finish and just there praying. And
the ensuing surgery, biopsy that was done. Pastor John was there the entire time. And that just goes to show how important the people are to the church. And so we've seen this not only in our family, but other families as well, where other families have gone through tragedies, and the church is there every step of the way. And it's amazing to see what God's doing through Hopeville Church.
Just the response that we've gotten from people that we barely know that have come to just lift us in prayer and surround us with love and bring us meals, and it's just compelled us and served as a great example for us to want to do more and give more and be missional and serve in some of the ministries that we've served in and we're currently serving in. And that in and of itself has been an amazing blessing and a lesson for us.
We had discussed that maybe sometime joining a community group, and I was reluctant at first. We didn't know what it was about. All I knew was, I come from work and I kind of go here and I've got to do this. Well, once we joined the community group and saw what it brought to us as a family, it's like we wanted it, you know? And so we became part of a group, and then that group got a little larger, so we split off. And then we talked about that we would eventually want to host our own group. Because we saw what it did. We saw what it did to families, to us, and how close it brought us together, and how close to God it brought us. So eventually we were able to host our own group. And it's been awesome. It's like we want to have it. Like you have to have it. You go to work, and then every Tuesday when our group meets, it's like you're ready for the day to be over. You want to go and meet with your group and love on God and just love on each other and help each other. It's awesome.
It's what we look forward to.
Yes.
So we're eager to get home and get everything set up and just dive right in. And I can't begin to tell you how rewarding it is that it's happening here in our home. What an awesome blessing. And it just, people start walking in that door immediately, and I get to hug everybody, and I feel that reciprocation of love, and that's just awesome and special. And to be able to do that on Tuesdays and on Sundays too, that's pretty fierce. All I know is that I found myself with just an appetite for more, for a better understanding, and really diving deeper as I grew to know Christ. And the closer I got, the more I want to know, and the more involved I want. And now I just want people to know and to see that in me, and see Christ through me, and serve as an example for others.
I've never been and felt this close to God, ever. It's just, what it does for me, it's just, I cannot describe it. It's just, it's loving, it's, I need it, and I know that my walk with God is going to continue, and it only gets stronger.
I love the transformation that I've seen in the lives of my family members, my husband, and the changes that I've seen in my own personal life, and I just know that that's God's work, just working within us, and working in the lives of my family. It's been an amazing journey. I've learned to live this amazing life through my growth with Christ and through Hope Hill Church.
Let's hear it for them sharing their story. In a moment, we're gonna pray over the Bermea family. If any of you would like to come up here and hug their neck and lay a hand on them while we pray, you're more than welcome to come do so. Come on up now while we're talking. In the video, you talked about the accident which led to the discovery of the tumor. a couple weeks ago, you gave me a little bit of an update. Will you let our church family know so that we can continue to be praying? What's going on? Yeah.
We're also very thankful that her condition is stable. Unfortunately, her tumor is inoperable, and it's sitting on her optic nerve, so the cross-section of her optic nerves. So because of that, she's lost some eyesight in her peripheral, left peripheral side. And just recently, last week, we found out that that condition's gotten a little bit worse. And we'll know a little bit more real soon because she's going to be having another MRI. She has to have routine MRIs, and then through her doctor's visit, we'll know a little bit more. But we're just so very thankful that her condition is stable. She's been...
Well, we've been praying, and we're going to continue to pray that God heals completely. Amen? And how many of you had been greeted by them or given a cup of coffee? I think most all of us here. Yeah, that's right. Let's just have a hand for what they've done just to serve us. Of course, they serve in a number of ways. We had 23 minutes of footage we could have shown you. They've said, yes, Jesus, we want you to be our Lord, our Savior. We want to follow you, and they're doing that. And my hope is that if you are inspired and touched at all by that, that you would do likewise, that you would follow in those same footsteps that Jesus laid out for us. If you've not yet come to know Jesus as your Savior, that today our hope is that you would open up your heart and ask Him to come in. So I'm going to pray a prayer kind of over all of that right now. And if you're here today and you're like, you know what, maybe I'm here for a reason. Maybe I need to open up my heart to Jesus. Then you can do that right now as we pray. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you for the way that you've been working in the Burmese lives, the way that you have been involved in Jaylene's circumstance and situation. We pray for complete healing there of this tumor. We pray that you would just completely remove it. We pray against any complications there. We ask that in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the example of them opening up their hearts and their homes to follow you and to love on others. And we pray, God, that as a church family, we would stand with them and by them and be inspired to follow in their footsteps. God, right now I pray for our church family and those who are joined us today, that if they've never opened up their hearts to receive you as their Savior, they would do right now. They would realize that, Jesus, you died on a cross for me. You took my sins upon yourself, and right now I ask you for your forgiveness. Come into my heart, forgive me, help me to follow you, make me new. We ask all these things in the most powerful name of Jesus. Amen. So, we want to continue the celebration. Let's hear it for one more time for the Bermias. Today, we take time to delay our service a little. Come up here. Come on up. That's all right. Never be sorry. No.
No, just my sister, she's leaving in 10 days for an unaccompanied leave. She's in the Army, so she's going to an unaccompanied leave to Korea by herself. Without her son, without her husband, so I just want to pray for safe travels and, you know, comfort over there by herself, so.
Yeah. Let's pray now. Will you guys that are close, just hug on her. Let's lift her up. Father God, we thank you so much for your protection. We thank you for her willingness to serve our country and you in this way. We pray for your protection. We pray for your hand to be all over her family as she leaves them. To go and to serve in this way. Protect her. Be with the family that will be lifting her up in prayer and each and every day. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you. All right, so we continue this morning by taking time to recognize several who have decided that they not only want to follow Jesus, but they want to follow in his footsteps. Jesus said, believe and be baptized. He himself, at the age of 30, was baptized. He went to John the Baptist and said, it's appointed for you to baptize me. And John was like, wait a minute, you're the Lamb of God taking away the sins of the world. I'm not worthy to even tie your shoes. And Jesus said, no, I, I want you to baptize me today. So in those footsteps, these individuals are coming forward today to say they've given their heart to the Lord. They want to follow in His footsteps and be led by Him. And they're ready to, no pun intended, they're ready to dive in a little deeper. So let's have them come on up. If you guys can be ready by standing over here, I don't know what instruction was given to you, but if you can make your way over so that we're ready to take you in one at a time. As you come up, you are more than welcome to bring any family or loved ones you want up here with you. We're all a part of this story together. So, great. All right, we're going to start with Zach. Zach, come on up here. Oh, we're waiting for your family? Okay. No problem. That's good. Waiting for your family is good. Is Abby ready? All right, come on up here, Abby. A lot of you have met the Vosses, and Norman, Jen, and Abigail. And you can just put your card down there, sweetie. Abigail, I have a question for you. Are you ready? Why are you standing up here today?
Because I love the Lord and I'm ready to accept Him as my Savior.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Norm, holding that for me. Come on over here. The water is nice and, let me feel, yeah, it's nice and warm. You can get in there. Dad, do you want to baptize Abby? Yeah, that would be great. Come on up here. Abigail, I know that you've met with Mom and Dad, and you guys are having a hard time seeing her, aren't you? you believe that Jesus died on the cross for you. You believe that He saved you from your sins, and you want Him to be in your life as your forever friend. Well, that's amazing. Because of your faith in Jesus Christ, today we baptize you, our sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Put your hands in your dad's. There you go. We baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in His death, and raised to walk a new life. Amen. Praise God. That is great. There you go. All right, who do we have next? All right, Anna. Did I say it right? Is it Anna or Anna? Anna. Okay, very good. All right, Holly, are you going to translate for us? Okay, the other Anna. Come on up here. If translation's needed, you can do that. Okay. Why are you standing up here with us today?
I want to start a new life. I want to leave behind my past, and I want to start for my children.
Amen.
I want to renew.
Do you believe that Jesus loves you?
¿Usted cree que Jesús la ama? Yes.
Do you believe that He died on a cross to pay for your sins?
¿Crees que Él murió en la cruz para pagar por tus pecados? I do believe.
Do you accept Him into your life as your Savior and Lord?
¿Lo aceptas en tu vida como tu Salvador y tu amo?
Well, we want to celebrate that with you. And we're excited for you, right? Yeah.
Queremos celebrar eso contigo y estamos muy contentos de hacerlo aquí contigo.
You can step here in the water. Anna, because of your faith in Jesus Christ, no, please.
Por tu fe en Cristo Jesús.
I baptize you today, my sister.
Yo te bautizo, mi hermana, en este día.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo.
Buried with Christ in His death.
Enterrada con Cristo en su muerte. Sepultada con Cristo en su muerte.
Make sure you pinch your nose when I put your hands up.
Pellízcate la nariz para que no se te meta el agua. Un poquito así, ajá.
Buried with Christ in His death.
Sepultada con Cristo en su muerte.
And raised
y levantada para caminar.
A new life.
Una nueva vida.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Of course, this is her husband, Abel, and Holly has, they came to us because a couple years ago, Holly and her family adopted them for Christmas, and it's been pouring into their lives ever since then. You know, we don't believe in just giving toys, but giving Jesus, right? and they've been pouring into their lives over the last couple of years, and this is amazing fruit to see this kind of result. So thank you so much for serving, and thank you for being. We love you guys. We love you.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, Jonathan. All right, come on up here, buddy. How are you? You're fine? All right, I'm going to ask you that big question. Why are you up here today?
Because I want to be the son of Jesus.
You want to be the son of Jesus? Well, we can call it that. Yeah. You know that Jesus is your heavenly Father, and you want to follow him? Well, that's great. You believe he died on a cross for you?
Yes.
And you believe that he wants to take all your sins away? He wants you to follow him? Do you mess up sometimes? Have you asked him to forgive you? Have you asked him to come into your life and to help you to live right and to do the right thing? Well, that's good. Because you believe in him, we want to celebrate this decision you're making for him to come into your life. Right, church? Amen. All right, you ready? You ready for this? All right. All right. Go ahead and I'll help you climb in there. There you go. Kevin, he says it's cold. Hotter next time. Jonathan, because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in his death, and raised to walk a new life. How old are you, Jonathan? How old are you? 7. I was 6 years old when I did this. So I'm real excited for you. Good job. Yeah, thank you guys for being here. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. All right, who's next? All right, we got Zach. You ready, man? All right, come on up here. You know, Zach came to me about a month ago and said, I want to be baptized, but I want to know if you'll come down to Quantico and we can do it in the Potomac. I want to tell you thank you for letting us do it here. I don't know if you guys have ever done the polar bear plunge, but I've done it once. I swore I'd never do it again. But if he was persistent, I shouldn't say that. I would have given in. But I'm glad you're here today. You've got your you've got your family here with you, and that's great. Tell us why you're up here today.
My Catholic baptism just wasn't good enough anymore, and I want to be able to show God and tell God that as a believer, I accept in my heart as my Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen. You believe that he died on the cross for you to save you from your sins?
Every day.
And you want to follow him and daily confessing and being renewed by him day by day?
Yes.
Amen. 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 You know, I too was baptized my parents were Catholic, but I grew up in a home where I was taught that eventually it'd be my own decision to make. And so at the age of 6, I was baptized. And so I'm grateful that you're making this choice on your own. And so today we celebrate that with you. So let's do this. You guys ready for Daddy? Look at that. Look at those faces. All right. Zach, my brother, because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in his death, and raised to walk a new life. Amen. Yeah, it's a lot wet there. That's right. That's right. Amen. All right. We got Eric here. Eric, for those of you who don't know Eric yet, brought Eric on as our youth pastor recently, and this next baptism is special, and he'll tell you why.
All right. Well, that's loud. we're going to bring up my brother. This is Nathan Wilson. He's my stepbrother, so we don't have the same last name, so it's confusing. But he grew up together, and just last Thanksgiving, he looked at me, he's like, hey, I want you to baptize me. I was like, I just drove. It's 12 o'clock at night. I don't know what's going on. So here he is now, and I'll just ask you to share why you want to get baptized.
Well, I'm ready to start my new life and stop living by my own rules and doing whatever I want and living in God's path. Plus, I want to be a better father for my little one here.
Yeah, you want to tell us who else we have up here?
This is my son, Hastings. He'll be 1 in 3 days. And this is our younger brother, Brennan, who will be going to Liberty in the fall.
Hey, so let me just ask you. I am excited about that. Yeah, that's awesome. So do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
And you want to follow him and his path, what he has for you?
I do.
Awesome. Let's get started. Go ahead and get in there. So this is really awesome because this is my first time actually baptizing someone, and it's my brother, so I'm really excited about that. Now, Nathan, my brother, because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Buried with Christ in his death and raised to walk a new life. You had to do that, didn't you? That's great. Let's have a hand for these decisions. Okay, so we do this every time. If there's somebody who knows they need to be baptized right now and you want to do it before you leave, let's go. Is there anybody? You've decided to follow Christ and you've been putting this off and you know you need to do it. Is there anybody? Anybody at all? All right, I'm going to start praying to close us. You just come interrupt me if you change your mind while we're praying. Father God, we love you. We thank you that we get to be a part of seeing you transform lives. God, we thank you for the privilege it is to witness these changes, to help pour into individuals who want to follow you. God, show us each how we are to follow you deeper still. Show us, God, how you have not just called us to know who you are and to receive your love, but to learn to live in your love and to learn to love others. God, the greatest commandments is to love the Lord God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourself. God, we need to be taken deeper into deeper waters so that we can see you do more in our lives, so that we can learn from you how to love more the people that you've placed around us, so that through our love, people will come to know you, our Father and Savior in heaven. God, prepare us now as we get to leave this place, as we leave this time of being gathered to go out and to be the church. We ask all these things in your name we pray. Amen.